After back-to-back trips to the state tournament, the McDonald Lady Macs entered the postseason knowing every night there'd be a target on their back.
Crossing over on Junkins, drops it down to Dorn at the high post, turns, attacks the paint, up and in for two.
That
first
Aubrey,
bucket for McDonald.
They just don't have anybody that can stay with Aubrey.
Cooper steps back for a deep three. Nail it!
Great back screen score.
Gets it back to Junkins. Marley Hughes picks her pocket. Marley, big dribbles to the rim, and she scores. Shoots down to the right block. Aubrey Dorn getting under her defender. Pound the basket, and the foul for Aubrey.
I just don't think they can stop her.
Down to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn in the paint. Kick out. Sophie Schmigal back to Emily Cooper. Cooper shoots it right back to Dorn. Up and in for two.
Nice look by Emily.
Under eight to go. Pass knocked away in the hands of Emily Cooper. Cooper down the lane for the lead. Yes!
There we go.
It's loose on the floor. Picked up. Pushed ahead.
Sophie.
Kylie Jensen to Marley Hughes. Finds Sophie Schmigal. Sophie on the run. Falling out of bounds. Flipped it up and in.
Great hustle by Sophie.
To Emily Cooper. She'll backtrack near midcourt. Call out the play. Get a screen from Sophie Schmigal. Crossing over on her defender. Down the lane. Up high off the window and good. A beautiful kiss off the glass for Emily Cooper. She has seven. McDonald leads by four. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn standing on the three-point arc. Shoots it down to Sophie Schmigal. Great look. Sophie up and in for two.
We're so worried about Marley. Forgot about Sophie.
And McDonald was up eight late in the first half. Emily Cooper to try to get the lead back. She swishes one from the right wing.
That's Emily.
Aubrey Dorn backing down on Junkins. Goes in hard off the glass and scores, spinning to the hoop.
You know, we got to play some defense here, see if we can get a steal.
One possession game, 39-36 McDonald trails. Under the 10-minute mark, they left Marley Hughes open for three. Not a good idea.
Nope.
Marley Hughes, left wing, bomb. Marley Hughes out of the McDonald timeout will inbound along the baseline. Marley holding on a hip, finds Dorn, cutting to the hoop. Left-handed layup is good. Count it.
Well, I think that's why Don took a timeout. Ran a great play.
Post look for Aubrey Dorn. Gets inside. Two defenders and scores.
It's just that easy. Get it to Aubrey and get out of the way.
Marley Hughes drops it for Sophie Schmigal. Turns to the basket and scores. 48-48. Marley Hughes, the left fist up, calling out the play. Hughes taking it herself, going baseline. Runner is good. Falling away. Dorn turning. She's doubled. Looking for help. Shoots it down to Kylie Jensen. Wide open underneath the hoop. And McDonald retakes the lead. Right side, Christofferson finds Junkins to the right elbow. Kick out Hansen. Hansen to the left corner. Lauren Call has her shot spotted away. A spike into the corner by Aubrey Dorn. That was a wide open three-point shot, it looked like, and the leap by the six-foot Dorn said no, ma'am. Down to Avery Hansen. Hansen along the right block. She's doubled. Tipped away and stolen by Sophie Schmigal. Sophie going hard. Down
Take
the
your time,
lane.
So.
Layup
there
is
we go.
Good. Throws it into Emily Cooper. She will hold it in the backcourt. The clock hits zeros here at Chi High. And McDonald has done it again. They knock off Prairie Farm. The unbeaten season for the Panthers comes to an end. And your McDonald Lady Macs for the third consecutive season are heading to the sectional final. We'll see you Saturday.
Another crucial step taken, and the road to the Resch continues. But if the Lady Macs want to return to state, they'll have to get through the Dragons of Siren. This is McDonald Lady Macs Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's game time.
This is Max Basketball.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Max and this WIAA playoff game is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, Freeze Financial Group, River Country Co-op, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Now, with the Max pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Barron High School, home of the Bears, inside of this WIAA Division 5 sectional final. The winner goes to state. The matchup, your number 2-seeded McDonald Central Lady Macs against the number 3-seed, the Siren Dragons. McDonald 23-5 on the year, 14-0, champions of the Western Cliverbelt Conference. Also 23-5 are the Siren Dragons. They are 13-5 in the West Lakeland Conference. Good enough for fourth. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Dave Flanagan and Val Knobloch on Max TV. Good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports. And just a couple days removed, Dave Flanagan, from an absolute thriller. We just heard the highlights from it. McDonald getting the job done for the third consecutive year against Prairie Farm. But now they're facing a Siren team that I don't know if a ton of people expected them to be here. They've won 10 in a row. They are the definition of a hot team at the right time. Well, we'll get Dave's mic figured out in just a second. Here we go, Dave. Oh. You need a little bit more volume there, I think. How about that?
Well, it's just exciting. There we go. Now it's exciting time that, you know, for as much effort and preparation they put into Thursday, they got to turn around and do it again today. And so, you know, is it something that they can do again? Sure, because this, you know, after this game is the state tournament. So I think the energy will be there. Excitement will be there. So, you know, I think they're very well prepared, ready for a good game.
Well, when you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From basketball to hockey to wrestling and gymnastics, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. And milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. We're back with head coach Don Cooper of the Lady Macs. Macs pregame live from Barron in the sectional final, back in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Macs, go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald Girls Basketball Team. Go Lady Macs! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Welcome back to Lady Max Playoff Basketball, live on the road at Barron. It's the WIAA Division 5 sectional final. Your McDonald Central Lady Max against the Siren Dragons here with head coach Don Cooper. And coach, obviously a quick turnaround between Thursday and Saturday, not quite as quick as a regional final, but I know you had a practice last night. What do you emphasize for a Siren team you haven't seen before?
Well, again, just this is a well-coached team that he basically throws all different types of defenses and anything that will stick. So just, you know, very knowledgeable of the game. And again, we just got to be prepared on whatever they throw. He's going to throw different defenses at us. We've got to be able to be aware, you know, and keep our composure and then being able to execute.
This is a Siren team that really seems to be peaking at the right time. They have a very impressive sophomore as well.
Yes. Again, we know what to do to try and stop, take their primary person out. But on the same token, she's playing at a great level right now. So we got to be able to stop her.
And how much of this, finally, coach, is just about telling the girls, we know what we're capable of, we know it starts with defense, if we play our game, we'll be all right?
And that's exactly it, Caleb. Caleb, it comes down to rolling the basketball out and stopping them on defense and executing on offense. And again, these girls have worked very hard. So I think if we do the fundamentals and stay disciplined, I think we'll be good.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you after the game.
All right. Thank you, Caleb, for the great coverage.
Head coach Don Cooper, the sectional final is coming up live from Barron on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Alley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself.
Ow!
Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel, call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here, and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured. With top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase.
Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up three positions. A night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential. Maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
Lady Max pregame live on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Well, being a teenager is tough. There's the constant pressure to be liked, endless worrying about college, cyberbullying, high expectations, and all the negativity. What do Wisconsin teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their heads? They play. Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all. High school sports are fun. Not just fun, they're a lot of fun. Encourage teenagers to participate in high school sports. They'll stress less and smile more, and they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future. And finally, a great opportunity exists for people who enjoyed sports as participants and would like to give back to the game that means so much to them. Becoming a high school game official gives you the opportunity to get involved, get in shape, and help teach the game to young people. Signing up is easy. To become a WIAA licensed official, go online at WIAAWI.org to apply and become a WIAA licensed official. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. Now back to business here. It is the sectional final live from Barron, a very full house. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you on WOGO Radio, Max TV as well. Thank you to Val for making the trip. McDonald 23-5, Dave Siren 23-5. McDonald's won 4 in a row because of that late Cloverbelt crossover loss to Neillsville, 10 in a row for Siren. And again, Siren just crushed South Shore 70-48 in that sectional semi. McDonald hoping for a lot closer game here today unless it goes the other way.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, you look at McDonald, I mean, this is their third round here. And so Siren, you know, I don't know when the last time they were in a sectional final game. So you sort of count on your, you know, being there before attitude. And so and I do believe that McDonald will bring that into this game.
Well, last time out against Prairie Farm, 61-57, McDonald won that game tight down the stretch. Marley Hughes had to hit 4 critical free throws. Just touching on that for a moment, Dave, I would say that 2 years ago, and probably even last year, Marley would be the first one to say that free throw shooting probably was a weakness in her game, and she's made it into a strength.
Well, and I guess I always just attributed the fact that she's a captain, she's a senior, she's a leader, so you expect those kids to step up to the line, and they want to step up to the line and make those shots. So, I mean, she's always had good form and a good shot, so I guess that just, you know, it's one of those things, free throws, it's, you know, once they, you just become very confident stepping up and making them.
Well, it's the Lady Max and the Siren Dragons here live from Barron. Cannot wait for this one. We'll step out and be back again in 3 minutes. This is Lady Max pregame on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools is committed to the formation of your child, mind, body, spirit, and community. A learning environment where Christ is honored and welcome.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education at McDonnell. That's the Mac way. Income-based free tuition programs close April 20th, so enroll your child today.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. 2 Ovenworks pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
Is your financial future on track? For over 100 years, TrustPoint Wealth Management has offered financial and advisory services Whether you're saving for a college education, considering that cabin on the lake, or you just want to make sure you've saved for a fulfilling and comfortable retirement, TrustPoint will listen and help you create a financial plan to reach your financial destination. Consultations are always free. Visit www.trustpointinc.com to get started.
It's back, Country RV's annual open house. Mark your calendars for March 8th through the 12th. Country RV's open house is on location, and if you've not been out before, you need to come out and see what all their customers found out. Voted by the Valley as one of the best 6 years running, is proud to still be independently owned, owner-operated, and providing their customers with the same products and service since 1997, which all starts with one word, pride. Looking to buy, upgrade, or just getting started? Come and see why Country RV has the most loyal and repeat customers around. Shop their full inventory, new or used, travel trailers, fifth wheels, park models, and toy hauler, big, medium, and small. See them all with more units coming yet for spring. Save on parts, accessories, holding tanks, hitching, and more. Country RV's open house and RV show is coming March 8th through the 12th. Learn more today at countryrvwi.com.
Welcome back to Lady Max Pregame Live from the sectional final in Barron here on WOGO Sports and Max TV, 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming audio at WOGO.com, or watch and listen via McDonald Area Catholic Schools website, McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Caleb Swenson with Dave Flanagan. Thank you to Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO home base in Halley. And also a big thanks to our hosts here in Barron for going above and beyond the call of duty to help us get connected in this beautiful, beautiful new gym, Dave Flanagan. And appreciate the IT professionals getting us on the air here. But a gorgeous facility. There's across the way from us great windows letting in a lot of natural light. It's a packed house. It is already so loud here as we're 10 minutes away from tip-off.
Well, this is what you expect. You know, it's a sectional final going on to states. I mean, people enjoy watching basketball this time of year. I mean, it's an exciting time for everybody.
Well, McDonald's last game, again, we had it for you here on WOGO, the podcast at WOGO.com, as they defeated Prairie Farm 61-57. Aubrey Dorn with 20 points. She was 8 of 10 from the field, 12 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, and 2 blocks. I mean, you mentioned they just didn't have an answer for Aubrey.
No, and it's just one of those things. And, you know, you look at Siren a little bit and sort of look at their team and do they have anybody that can slow down Aubrey? And, you know, we'll see what kind of defense they play. But, you know, at this point, you know, Aubrey might have another good game.
Marley Hughes had 15 points. She was 5 of 10 from the field, 4 of 4, all clutch free throws, then 8 rebounds, 9 assists, and 2 steals. But how about our young sophomore, Sophie Schmidgall, with 12 points? She was perfect from the field, 6 of 6. Every single basket critical in that game, Sophie stepped up in a huge way.
Well, yes, I mean, I think there's a little bit of, you know, they were concentrating so much on Aubrey, they forgot about Sophie, didn't really think about Sophie. And, yes, she, you know what, she had an opportunity, and she took full advantage of it. So, and, you know, you watch today, she's going to beat people down the floor, and she's going to get more opportunities.
Emily Cooper had 11 points, 2 of 9 from long range, 1 of 4 from the free throw line. A little uncharacteristic there, but, again, you know Emily's going to come to play. 6 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 steals. She does so many things for this team as the Western Clover Belt Conference Player of the Year. 6 players scored for McDonald. They're up by 5 at the half. They were 55% from the field and held Prairie Farm to 38%. Just 3 of 12 from downtown, 25% on the season. They've been shooting 36% from long range, so you'd hope that, again, evens out a little bit. But, again, these unfamiliar gyms, everybody's got to adjust to it. 10 of 19 from the free throw line. We talked about that, 53%. Both teams probably said in that game, yeah, we left a little bit extra at the charity stripe, more than we needed to.
Yeah, I remember the first half. I think, you know, there was only one free throw made, I think, when we were commenting. We were, I think, 0 for 5 in that first half, and that's uncommon, so... Yeah, it's just, you know, you got to step up and make them. I always preach they're free, so make them.
Also, McDonald, 15 turnovers in that game, but 14 steals, 15 fouls, a little foul trouble, but they had 20 assists on 24 made field goals and a 34-21 rebounding advantage. It's time now for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Dave, what does McDonald need to do to punch their ticket to state for the third straight year?
Well, you know, again, I mean, they're going to get up and, you know, they're going to pressure them, I'm sure, and they're going to go after them. At the same time, it's like, you know, they've been here. They know what to do. They know what needs to get done, and I expect them, you know, those –
especially, you know, Emily and Marley to lead the way here for the, to go to state.
It's the number 2 seed versus the number 3 seed. Both of these teams knocked off number 1 seeds on the way to this sectional final. Here from Barron on WOGO Sports and Max TV, we are heading closer and closer to game time. We are back after this with your player introductions and tip-off. This is Lady Max Playoff Basketball live on WOGO Sports.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services. Services.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Welcome back to Lady Mac's Playoff Basketball Sectional Final here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls McDonald will be introduced first. We'll tell you about this in just a little bit moment. It doesn't say McDonald on McDonald's jerseys. It says Cameron because apparently both teams were told they were supposed to wear white.
Yeah, somewhere there a communication, there's a breakdown somewhere. But, yeah, both were told to wear white was what I had heard, and the rest is history.
All right, well, here we go. Great to have you with us on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Starting lineups being introduced first for McDonald. We'll give you their normal jersey numbers. Marley Hughes, she's wearing number 11, normally number 1, the 5'9" senior guard forward, the captain. Marley, 11.4 points and 7.1 assists per game. Callie Goulet, normally 11, wearing 21, 5'10" junior forward, 2.7 points, 3.1 rebounds. How about this? Emily Cooper, normally 22, yeah, give her the number 3. She's hit 72 three-pointers on the season, the 5'7" junior point guard, a captain, 15.8 points per game, the Western Cooper Belt Conference Player of the Year. Aubrey Dorn, 6-foot junior center, normally number 23. She's number 41, 14.2 points, 9.9 rebounds, a walking double-double. And Izzy Hartman, 5'6" junior guard, number 31, 3.5 points, 2.5 rebounds. Izzy wearing number 15 tonight for McDonald. Under the direction of head coach Don Cooper in his ninth year at the helm of this program, a record of 151 wins versus 73 losses. That is a 67% winning percentage. Siren in their normal jerseys here tonight. They will start number 3. That's Lindsay Liljenberg, a senior, 7.2 points per game. Number 11, Lily Johnson, another senior, 6.7 points per contest. Also number 24, Kylie Lindquist, another senior, 5.3 points per game for this veteran group under head coach Ryan Karsten. Number 40, Kateri St. John. She is a junior. And then their superstar, a young sophomore, Emma Peterson, number 44. She averages 18.8 points per game for Siren. Siren in their white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with Kelly Green numerals and lettering. And Kelly Green stripes on the bottom of the shorts. McDonald resplendent in the Cameron blues, which are very similar to McDonald. They've got the royal blue tops, the white shorts, which are their own shorts, I believe,
yes.
And solid white numerals and lettering that say Cameron across the chest, but we're going to pretend it's McDonald. Win this one, you get to wear your jerseys one more time, two more times, hopefully.
Well, lesson learned from here on out, every away game will have both jerseys in their duffels.
18 minutes on the clock here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, live from Barron. It is a sectional final. Winner goes to state. Let's get this one underway, shall we? Good to have you with.
Oh, so we must, obviously must get penalized for something like this.
So starting the game with technical free throws. And for something that,
which is
too bad, was McDonald's fault.
Well,
but overcome adversity.
Yeah, you know, the girls are pretty excited. They're having fun with it.
And so shooting the free throw, I do believe, will be Emma Peterson, the sophomore. She had 28 when they knocked off Turtle Lake. That's one of the common opponents, Luck and Turtle Lake, for these two teams. Interesting for Siren, they lost to Turtle Lake by 26 earlier in the year, then beat them by 29 in the middle of January. And we're still waiting for these free throws.
Got a thumbs up from the scorer.
All right, now Emma Peterson will go to the line. The sophomore, unfortunately, we don't have any heights listed for Prairie Farm. Seemed to be similar in height to McDonald. Peterson, first free throw, rims in. And before the clock is started, it is 1-0, Siren. Peterson, the sophomore, good form, but short on the second. So McDonald will spot Siren a point. And Siren will start with the side out as we begin. Coach All Cooper right. clapping his hands. Let's get this team focused. Let's play.
Exactly.
So no tip. Kylie Lindquist will inbound far side of the floor right in front of that McDonald student section. Throws into the back to Lindsay Liljenberg. And she's guarded by Izzy Hartman trying to cross the logo at left side. A long three. That one off the mark. Offensive rebound. Peterson goes up strong and scores. 3-0 for Siren. Peterson's going to be a force to contend with here.
See what they're in, little defense, little 1-3-1 defense.
Again, as Coach Cooper mentioned, they like to change up their defenses for Coach Karsten. Emily Cooper left wing. Right side, Marley Hughes to Aubrey Dorn. Again, a lot of natural light in this gym. Big spaces along the baseline. Shooters are going to have to adjust on both sides. Izzy Hartman going high off the glass. Too strong. The rebound pulled down by Lily Johnson, number 11. Marley Hughes knocks it loose, and the steal by Emily Cooper. Cooper pulls up right. Elbow jumper is good. McDonald on the board.
Now we get set with our press here, put some pressure on him.
3-2, 58 seconds gone by. Emily Cooper presenting some problems for Kylie Lindquist. Lindquist will get it across the timeline. Picks up her dribble. She's looking for help. Still looking for help. Bounces it to Emma Peterson. Peterson on the right wing, working off a screen. Lost it and lost it out of bounds. Maybe last touch by McDonald. No, we'll get a foul here. And they're Callie. Saying 21. I'm trying to. Okay, that's Callie.
Yep. Callie,
it's going to take me all game to get used to this. 3-2, McDonald trails. First foul on either team. Johnson throws it in. Number 3, Liljenberg. Goes right side to Kylie Lindquist. Lindquist up top to their big. That's Lily Johnson. Johnson loses the ball. Callie Goulet diving for it. It's still loose on the floor. Goulet knocks it loose. Who has it right in front of Coach Cooper? Emma Peterson throws it away. McDonald on the run.
Great hustle.
Cooper down the left side of the lane. Going up hard.
She's and one.
And it goes down. Up and hard.
Great aggressive play by the girls.
Cooper has 4, and McDonald takes their first lead, 4-3. And Emily Cooper will be going to the line for the N1, 94 seconds into this contest.
Well, you already got a feeling here defensively. They are just going to get after them.
Absolutely. If you don't have ball handlers against this McDonald team, look out. Emily Cooper completes the three-point play the old-fashioned way. It's 5-3 McDonald. Emma Peterson, the sophomore, being ridden by Callie Goulet, going in hard, runs over Aubrey Dorn, throws it out of bounds.
Pressure caused.
I say runs over Aubrey Dorn, ran into Aubrey Dorn. Aubrey's not going down easily, but again, pressure defense by McDonald. They lead 5-3. Emily Cooper will jog it across the timeline. Up top, Izzy Hartman back to Marley Hughes, right corner. Aubrey Dorn feeds into the
nice
post,
seal.
Finds Izzy cutting to the hoop. Nice English, and it's up and in.
Nice seal by Callie Goulet. Nice
good work by Callie. 7-3 McDonald. 2 minutes into this sectional final. Winner goes to State at the Resch Center. Again, having trouble with the dribble up top. Liljenberg dumps it off right side. They'll throw it away. Marley Hughes with a seal. Marley, an open pass to the basket. Down the lane. Layup is good. Looked like she got high-fived on the way to the hoop.
Thought we were going to get another one.
9-3, McDonald up 6. Now losing in the paint, Siren diving for it, and we have a held ball, and possession should go to McDonald.
Should be ours.
Kateri St. John going hard for that one. A timeout, I believe, will be taken by Siren. They will. We will step out, be back in 30 seconds. Lady Max playoff basketball on WOGO Sports.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald Girls Basketball Team. Go Lady Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Nine to three here in the sectional final. WOGO Sports and Max TV. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete. 3 generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. McDonald up 2 full possessions and on the attack. Marley Hughes up top. Hughes working the right handed dribble. Hughes pulls up for 3 right in the circle. That one off the front.
There
it is. Goes in! Marley has 5. The McDonald lead is 9. Across the timeline, Liljenberg. The left corner, driving into the lane. A pull-up, tough shot, high off the glass. Too strong. Aubrey Dorn powers down the rebound. The miss from Lindquist. Emily Cooper looks ahead to Marley Hughes, left wing. Marley, show and go. Pulling up at the left block, backed out to Aubrey Dorn.
Spot
Emily
up.
Cooper. Cooper, deep three, right at the circle. Money! 15-3, McDonald off to a hot start. And a throwaway in the backcourt by Siren.
They got them on their heels already here.
Kirsten Ustigoff coming into the game. She's a freshman averaging 5.7 points per game. The McDonald student section in full throat here. 14:46 left in the first half. A lot of game left, but McDonald about to as good a start as you could ask for, even spotting the point on the technical before the game began for the jersey issue.
Don't have to worry about the energy they expended Thursday. They got a lot today as well.
As Coach Schilling said last night, they're young. They can play multiple times in a week and be just fine.
Yep.
Emily Cooper, right wing. Cooper leaves it for Aubrey Dorn. Coach Karsten calling out directions along the baseline. Back out to Cooper. She'll try another three for two in a row. Pure!
Poor siren coach isn't. He's not sure what to do.
Ustigoff left wing. She'll drop it off for a deep three. That one grazes off the side of the rim for Lily Johnson, the senior. Emily Cooper throws it 50 feet to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn along the baseline, sides to Callie Goulet, and has her shot swatted out of bounds, but a foul on Emma Peterson, the sophomore. 14:03 remaining. McDonald leading 18-3. Online or in person, learn your way. This is nothing new for Lakeland University. They've been doing online education for over 25 years. Lakeland University always connected with options for you. Lakeland.edu/blended. How about Callie Goulet, perfect on that free throw? Goulet on the season shooting 42% from the foul line.
Ooh, that one looked great. Let's get another one, Callie.
Second one for Goulet. Rattles in. See, I don't say the percentage until after the first one goes in. Callie looked good on that one. 20-3 McDonald. Emma Peterson driving in hard and goes coast to coast for a layup and a timeout taken. Full timeout by Coach Karsten. We're back in 60 seconds. McDonald leads by 15, 4 minutes, 5 seconds into the sectional final.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
To everyone who needs a little delight in their day, let our team member Paul tell you about one of our favorite sweet treats.
Making special moments at mealtime is a tradition in Wisconsin. And what better way to sweeten your day than a Culver's creamy, fresh frozen custard and your favorite mix-ins? We handcraft every concrete mixer exactly the way you like. From caramel to your favorite candies like Butterfinger.
Come to Culver's and let us make your day a little bit sweeter.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald's Athletics.
Five. McDonald off to a hot start in this sectional final. 4 minutes, 5 seconds gone by, so still an eternity left in this game. Siren calls the timeout after a coast-to-coast layup by Emma Peterson. She has all five of their points. McDonald will inbound and some light backcourt pressure by Peterson. Kylie Jensen into the game for the first time tonight. She's wearing number 25. In those Cameron jerseys, normally number 34, the 5'6" junior guard. Aubrey Dorn throws it to Marley Hughes, back out to Dorn. She thinks about those threes every once in a while. Saw her in practice, knocking down a few. Instead, she'll step up into a 14-footer. That one off the far side of the rim and rebound to Siren.
Well, you still got to fire it up. They're going to let you shoot it.
Up top, the big for Siren. Three off the front of the rim. Aubrey Dorn out to Marley Hughes. Long pass ahead, knocked back inbounds. Wow, a great save by Emma Peterson. She is an athlete. In the right corner, three on the way. That one good for Lindsay Liljenberg. And Siren starting to punch back a little bit.
Yeah.
From 20-8.
You know, they're competitive.
Again, Emma Peterson sparks it on one end with a great save flying out of bounds. Peterson.
That's Sophie
Schmidgall. It's like, what number is Sophie here tonight? You recognize the pink shoes and the ponytail. Sophie, the 5'10 sophomore forward. And, of course, the fact that she's always got a smile on her face, too.
Yep. The Energizer Bunny.
Kylie Jensen. Emily Cooper. Cooper's defender goes for the steal. She'll drop to the high post, Marley Hughes. Hughes back to Cooper for her third three of the afternoon. Oh, it robbed. Spun in and out. Offensive rebound, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn out to Marley Hughes. Just inside the left elbow. Back rim on the jumper.
Now we got to stop her.
Peterson fouled from behind with 12:23 left. Jen McDonald out to a big lead early. Siren now starting to settle in a little bit more. This is a Dragons team that's won 10 in a row. They started off the season a little slowly. Trapping in the backcourt, Peterson loses for a moment, trying to get across the timeline. She will. She'll put the shoulder down, going by Cooper. Down the lane and up for two again. Wow. Emma Peterson has all but three of the points for Siren, and McDonald's lead cut to 10, 20-10. One-third of the way here through the first half. Kylie Jensen holding, shoots it over to Emily Cooper, right wing. Cooper, couple bounces. Again, Siren loves to mix up defenses, so McDonald feeling this one out here. Long cross-court skip, Kylie Jensen. Jensen puts it on the floor with the right hand, shoots it to Emily Cooper. Now for three again, back rim. No offensive rebound, Kylie Jensen goes up hard. No offensive rebound, Marley. Or Aubrey, rather. And Aubrey is fouled from behind by Lily Johnson. And Aubrey Dorn will go to the line and hopefully stop the scoring drought here for McDonald.
Nice little offensive rebound. Kylie kept the play alive. Now we moved Aubrey inside, too, against their zone. So look to get inside a little bit.
Dorn's short on the first free throw. And five straight points for Siren. Maddie Geisler will check in. And she gets to wear her regular number.
She is number five.
The 5'5" junior guard, Maddie, has hit 28 three-pointers. She was looking fantastic shooting in practice last night. Second free throw is good for Aubrey Dorn. That's her first point, if you believe it. 6 minutes, 22 seconds in. 21-10 McDonald. Emma Peterson in the backcourt. She'll heave it across the way to Liljen Berg. They'll throw it to Johnson at the post and knocked away by Emily Cooper. Now a tie-up and a jump ball possession will stay with the Siren Dragons. While Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Visit ghr-ec.com. Maddie Geisler breaks up a pass, but it skitters back to the arms of Siren. Long cross-court feed. Liljen Berg throws into the right corner. That's Lindquist. Back to Liljen Berg. Throws in the paint right to Aubrey Dorn.
Nice
Dorn
defense.
On the run. Push ahead to Sophie Schmindahl. Sophie down the left side of the lane. Gathers herself and scores.
There we go. Nice play by Aubrey.
Sophie starting out 1-for-1. She was 6-for-6 on Thursday night. 13-point lead for McDonald, 23-10. And Sophie Schmindahl from behind tags Emma Peterson. That's a foul on Sophie. Her first, team's third.
No, Dean, just push her in the trap so that she has to get rid of the ball. Just get the ball out of her hands.
And Emma Peterson is who they're looking for on this Siren team, and she'll get it high on the right side. Peterson on the left wing. They'll go to Johnson. Johnson, foul line jumper, no good. Aubrey Dorn snares the rebound. Emily Cooper across the timeline. Cooper right wing, drops into the right corner. Marley Hughes, long cross-court skip, Maddie Geisler. Touch pass, Sophie Schmindahl, 16-foot baseline jumper. That one comes up short. Rebound to Emma Peterson. She's on the move once again. Marley Hughes knocks it away from behind. It'll be out of bounds to Siren, but good work there by Marley preventing a possible layup from Peterson as she gets to the rim in a hurry.
Yeah, she is not going to stop. She's taking it right to the basket every time.
10:37 left. Inbounds, they'll throw right back to the corner. Long three there, back of the rim, no. And Marley Hughes tracks down the rebound. Good challenge by Aubrey Dorn. Hughes has it on the right wing now. Hughes shoots it to Sophie Schmindahl, back to Emily Cooper. High on the left. Emma Peterson tasked with guarding Emily Cooper right now. 10:20 to go, 13-point lead for McDonald here in the first half from Barron in the sectional final. Maddie Geisler, D3 right of the circle. That one just off the mark. Long rebound tracked down by Emily Cooper. She thought about a corner three. Instead, we'll drop it to Marley Hughes just outside the paint on the left wing. Bounce to Maddie Geisler. As we traverse under 10 minutes to play in a moment. Emily Cooper high on the left near midcourt. Cooper against Peterson finds Marley Hughes. Hughes bumped a bit. Back to Emily Cooper on the right wing. Still 23-10 McDonald. Maddie Geisler thought about another three. Gathers but doesn't take it. Geisler into the left corner. Shoot it up top. Marley Hughes back to Maddie. Maddie show and go down along the baseline. Skip out, Emily Cooper, deep three, right side. Oh, she knew it. She started jogging back down the court.
What a great start for Emily here today.
Wow, just rained it. 26-10. Emily or Steph has a turnover far side of the floor. Peterson loses track of it, out of bounds to McDonald. Izzy Hartman's going to come back in for Maddie Geisler with 9:25 to play, 16-point lead for the Lady Macs, 26-10. Johnson is going to get a breather for the Siren Dragons, and they will send back in Kateri St. John, the junior. Marley Hughes on the right wing. I've been trying for about four games to figure out what color to call Marley's shoes. They're sort of a pink, but maybe a mauve.
Soft pink.
Here you go. Emily Cooper for another three. Wow. Oh, she's feeling it! Emily Cooper!
Got five already?
That's at least four, what I've got her down for. 29-10, McDonald. Peterson down the lane again. Can't get the roll this time. Dorn with the rebound. Saves it to Marley Hughes. Hughes push ahead to Emily Cooper on the right wing. Emily Cooper finds Izzy. Izzy between two defenders. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Put back, no, by Sophie Schmidgall. Rebound pulled in by Jordan Hagert.
Great pass by Izzy.
19-point lead for McDonald. 8:40 to go. Emily Cooper hassles a pass out of bounds and right to Grandpa. And with a smile on his face, he'll toss it over to the ref. And Siren will inbound with Kylie Lindquist to the left of the scorer's table. 19-point lead for McDonald, 8:39 left. Into Emma Peterson, the sophomore against fellow sophomore Sophie Schmidgall. Peterson will step back for a really deep three. That one well off the mark, didn't draw the rim. Emily Cooper with the rebound. She'll push ahead. McDonald a three on nothing, and Sophie Schmidgall for two.
Great run out. You get that long rebound. Sophie's on top. She's
McDonald
beat him
had three players behind the defense. I think in soccer they call that offsides, but not in basketball. Another turnover right in front of the McDonald section. Coach Karsten upset. He's all the way out onto the floor, giving his team directions. And is he going to get a warning? He may. We're back in 60 seconds. Lady Max basketball up by 21 on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself.
Ow!
Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel... Call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. 9 minutes, 45 seconds into this game. McDonald leads 31-10. Emily Cooper with 17 of those 31. Okay. We have Katie Ruff into the game for the first time, wearing number 43. Those Cameron Commons jerseys. Marley Hughes up top. Hughes floats it down to Callie Goulet. She'll drop down to Izzy Hartman. Izzy back out to Callie, and she'll leave it for Marley high on the right. Again, steadying this defense. Looks like kind of a 1-3-1 look again.
Yep.
Marley on the right wing. We'll backtrack on the dribble, calling out the play. Marley Hughes flips it over to Emily Cooper. Cooper's had the hot hand with four made threes. Marley Hughes right wing. At the high post, Izzy Hartman skips over to Callie Goulet. Good catch in the right corner. She bobbled a bit back to Marley Hughes on the right wing outside the arc. Marley working a right-handed bounce. Floats it over to Emily Cooper. Another deep three. Can she get five? No, that one a little bit too strong. Now Emma Peterson again running hard. Splitting two defenders. She is fouled. Hits the underside of the rim, but Emma Peterson just finds another gear.
Yes.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Well, Peterson will start out with a made free throw. Chip for the line for two. Then she has eight of the 11 points. As Johnson will come back in, the senior for Siren. Peterson again, free throw is good. She's hit three out of four from the line. McDonald's lead trimmed just a bit. They're still up 31-12, 7:14 remaining. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Dangerous pass up top, and Kylie Jensen, because it's tipped no over and back, will save it in the backcourt. Marley Hughes with Peterson on her back. Right side, Callie Goulet in the corner. Callie fights it over to Marley Hughes, high on the right. Marley will study this defense and backtrack a bit. The senior captain, no rush, no hurry, always in control of her movements. Out to Kylie Jensen, left wing. Kylie to Izzy Hartman. Hartman will try a long two, and that one off the mark.
It sure looked like she got fouled, her arm. But, oh well.
Sophie Schmidgall will bounce her way back into this game along with Aubrey Dorn. Izzy Hartman and Callie Goulet will take a break. There's 6:42 left.
We got Aubrey on top of the 1-3-1 now.
Aubrey will stand near that Barron Bears logo at midcourt and wait for Emma Peterson. Peterson will go to Johnson left side. High pass and knocked out of bounds. Jordan Hager could not hold on to it. She jumped as high as she could and just was not able to haul it in.
Cause another turnover here.
Kylie Jensen, left wing. Emily Cooper's about to go back into this one, much to the chagrin of the Siren faithful. At the high post, Aubrey Dorn turns, fires a bullet of a pass down low to Sophie Schmidgall, tipped out of bounds by quick hands from Jordan Hagert. Emily Cooper will come back in. Marley Hughes will exit. There's 6:16 left. 14 fouls on McDonald, 3 on Siren so far. Emily Cooper will inbound, drop it into Kylie Jensen. Jensen puts it on the floor with the left hand, outside the arc on the left wing. Heaves it over to Emily Cooper. Cooper just outside the right circle. Cooper on the right wing, a bounce to Sophie Schmidgall. She'll bounce it back to Emily on the right. Feed just outside the paint, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn skips it out, Kylie Jensen. Jensen fights it down to Katie Ruff. Ruff flips back out to Kylie, high on the left wing. Kylie drops it down to Sophie Schmidgall. Kick out, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn show and go, attacking between three defenders. Goes down hard, no whistle. Coming the other way, Siren.
Sort of hoping for one, but I don't know.
Kick ball up top.
Just take it hard to the basket, then they have to follow you.
Well, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls has just opened up three positions. Night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour plus a 95-cent shift differential. Maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Great benefits, too. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. Emma Peterson, another really deep three, hits the back rim, but an offensive rebound taken away by Jordan Hagert. Good work there by the junior. She'll skip it all the way across the floor. They'll find Peterson again. Peterson penetrating, Euro step. That one well off the mark on a runner, but an offensive rebound and a push underneath on McDonald. They make it Kylie Jensen with that one. Good work on the offensive glass again by Jordan Hagert, the junior. That's should be, I believe, the fifth team foul against McDonald. Wearing number 45 in for the first time tonight, Miss Emily Thaller, the 5'11 senior center, number 24 normally. 2.3 points, 1.7 rebounds per game. Maddie Geisler back out there for McDonald as well. The throw into Emma Peterson, the sophomore, drops immediately down to the right corner. To Johnson. Johnson attacking, and she is fouled. Thaller picks up her first with 5:20 to go, and that will send Johnson to the free throw line.
We're getting a little stagnant here. We got to get moving again here these last 5 minutes.
We'll make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. As the first free throw is off the mark for Johnson. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. Second free throw, that one also rims out, and fighting for an offensive rebound. Three McDonald players knocked it out of bounds, I think off of Siren, yes. As Emma Peterson was valiantly trying to battle for it, and the sophomore breathing a little hard here. She is just the heart and soul of this Siren team.
Yeah, she's been working very hard.
5:15 left, 31-12 McDonald. Maddie Geisler at the point now. Across the timeline. Maddie working a right-handed dribble. Comes to the top of the key, goes to Emily Cooper. Cooper drop it at the high post. Aubrey Dorn skip Maddie. Out Maddie Geisler. Thought about the three, doesn't take it. Aubrey Dorn gets it back from Thaller. Turns in
nice
the lane,
play.
Off the glass and good.
That's a nice move
by Dorn. That's her first field goal. She has 3 points. McDonald has 33 on the board. Just 12 for Siren so far. 4:50 to go. Emma Peterson left wing, right in front of the McDonald bench. Skips between a couple defenders. Lost along the baseline, but picked up by Hagert. Hagert in trouble, doubled. Kicks out to Johnson. Johnson rotates right side. Back to Johnson. They'll throw to Peterson on the left. Emma Peterson, flip over to Liljenberg. Finds Peterson. Peterson, big head fake, puts it on the floor with the left hand, pulls up for a tough 15-foot jumper, no long rebound, goes through a couple bodies hitting the floor, and Liljenberg able to pull it back out to Johnson. Johnson straight on, wide open for three, frozen rope hits the front of the rim, another offensive rebound for Liljenberg to Peterson. Peterson will try a three off the glass and good.
Well, that's what happens with those. When you start launching three-pointers, those long rebounds, you got to box out a little further.
33-15, McDonald's lead is 18 with 4:06 to play. And Zirin hoping that their defensive changeups will help them get back into this game. McDonald being patient here on this possession. Maddie Geisler just waiting for her to launch one. It seems like she's going to have some space. Emily Cooper resets, looking for her fifth three. She just can't miss. Cooper with 20 in the first half.
I mean, what do you say, you know?
36-15.
It's a great day when the ball's going in like that. Makes life so easy.
The Western Clover Belt Conference Player of the Year is Aubrey Dorn. Swats a pass away, and everyone comes up to her and gives kind of the volleyball block sign when she does that.
She does that too.
36-15, McDonald with 3:33 remaining. Johnson will inbound. Emma Peterson calling for it. Peterson trying to get between a couple defenders. Drops it down, and a block by Marley Hughes along the baseline out of bounds, but Kateri St. John's shot sent back to earth. And Johnson will inbound underneath the hoop with 3:26 remaining here in the first half. Johnson shoots it in. Nice inbound action. Up and in for two. Number 23, Jordan Haggard, her first basket.
Caught sleeping a little bit.
Emily Cooper to Maddie Geisler. 36-17, McDonald. Marley Hughes holds. Shoots it down to Sophie Schmidgall, cutting baseline. Nice touch on a little runner.
Nice pass.
3:02 to play. McDonald leading 38-17. Far side of the floor, Emma Peterson steps into another three. Book it for her.
Wow.
Emma Peterson lighting it up here.
Only a sophomore. Oof-da.
She is trying to keep them in it. McDonald still holds an 18-point lead. Emily Cooper left wing to Sophie Schmidgall. Along the baseline, long cross-court skip, Maddie Geisler. Geisler finds Marley Hughes at the right elbow. Skip out to Emily Cooper. She loads up, fires another one. Got it! No! Just off the mark.
Sure looked like it.
It looked like it for a moment. 38-20, it remains. McDonald with the lead. Maddie Geisler going for the steal. Johnson, long cross-court heave, throws it right to Malachi Zuckerman. And Malachi having a little fun with that one.
Give Auburn credit on that. I mean, just trying to make that long pass.
Timeout taken by Coach Cooper. Full timeout. We are back in 60 seconds. 2:18 to go first half. McDonald up 18 in the sectional final. Back in 60.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here, and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase. Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up three positions. A night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential. Maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
As a working adult, there's more than one way to get an education. Lakeland University has you covered with Blend Ed. Flexible learning options for the way you want to learn. Discover more at lakeland.edu/blended. That's lakeland.edu/blended. 2:18 remaining in the first half. Here from Barron, Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you on WOGO Radio. We'll go sports on Max TV. Val Knobloch with the Max TV live stream. This is the first half of our Lady Max and Max doubleheader. McDonald boys in the regional final. Oh my goodness, they left Emily Cooper open again, and she made them pay for it. Six threes in the first half for Emily.
Well,
I don't know how we're going to get through all these highlights at halftime.
Emily just shoot a three-pointer, multiply it by six.
41-20, McDonald up 21. Ilgenberg drops it into Haggart at the left block. She's tied up. We'll skip it out. Johnson left of the circle for three. Hits the front of the iron. Rebound pulled down by Emily Cooper. Cooper all the way across the floor. Marley Hughes pushes to Maddie Geisler. Nice. Drops it down to Sophie Schmidgall. Back out to Marley. Marley loads, fires for three. No, off the mark. Rebound pulled in by Kateri St. John.
I'll take that. That's a great shot.
90 seconds left. Under 90 seconds left. Emma Peterson again going coast to coast. Looked like she took a little extra hop in there maybe. Rebound offensively kicked out to Johnson. To Liljenberg. Liljenberg will step back for three. Right wing. Front rim. No. Rebound battle for Kateri St. John is fouled hard from behind by Marley Hughes and will go to the line. Got to give Siren credit. Absolutely battling in this one, especially in the offensive glass.
Yeah, they're banging. I mean, inside, it's a little rough in there.
But congratulations to New Richmond from the Big Rivers Conference. They won the Boys State Hockey Championship in Division II today. Congratulations to the Tigers. Kateri St. John is good on the first free throw, and that is her first point. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are always ready to serve you. Near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls, read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. St. John, her team trailing by 20, and will make it a 19-point deficit as she hits both free throws. 41-22, McDonald, minute 10 remaining.
See if we can work it inside here. Sophie or Aubrey should be able to get something here.
Marley Hughes flips it over to Emily Cooper. Cooper to Sophie Schmidgall. Long cross-court skip Maddie Geisler. Two-handed catch. Maddie looks to the high post. Nothing there. Drops it down to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn back to Maddie Geisler. Loads and fires for three.
Boom.
Splash!
That's what we're looking for.
44-22, the Lady Macs. Maddie Geisler gets on the hit parade here in the sectional final. And the Lady Macs have doubled up the Dragons. 37 seconds left. Ball loose near midcourt. Aubrey Dorn hassles away from Peterson, who gets it back. Peterson with 30 seconds left. High on the right, Peterson goes to Johnson. Johnson thinks better of a three, puts it on the floor with the left hand, runs into some trouble, throws it away, and knocked into the backcourt. No over and back, the tip by Emily Cooper. 17 seconds left. Into the right corner, Liljenberg for three is good. That one looks good for Lindsay Liljenberg. That's her second three, 44-25. Emily Cooper on the left wing with 6 seconds left. Cooper spins it out to Marley Hughes.
Back to
Cooper. Cooper a deep three to end the half. Rim, no, you just thought it was going down with the way this half is going. At the break, McDonald leading big 44-25. It's halftime here in Barron in this sectional final. We're back in 3.5 minutes on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Our 4K and kindergarten programs are distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families can invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools and be rewarded with 10% off tuition when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. Two Oven Works pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
It's back, Country RV's annual open house. Mark your calendars for March 8th through the 12th. Country RV's open house is on location, and if you've not been out before, you need to come out and see what all their customers found out. Voted by the Valley as one of the best 6 years running, is proud to still be independently owned, owner-operated, and providing their customers with the same products and service since 1997, which all starts with one word, pride. Looking to buy, upgrade, or just getting started? Come and see why Country RV has the most loyal and repeat customers around. Shop their full inventory, new or used, travel trailers, fifth wheels, park models, and toy hauler, big, medium, and small. See them all with more units coming yet for spring. Save on parts, accessories, holding tanks, hitching, and more. Country RV's open house and RV show is coming March 8th through the 12th. Learn more today at countryrvwi.com.
Competition drives us to be our best.
That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Is your financial future on track? For over 100 years, TrustPoint Wealth Management has offered financial and advisory services. Whether you're saving for a college education, considering that cabin on the lake, or you just want to make sure you've saved for a fulfilling and comfortable retirement, TrustPoint will listen and help you create a financial plan to reach your financial destination. Consultations are always free. Visit www.trustpointinc.com to get started.
Halftime here in Barron. It's all McDonald 44-25 over Siren. We'll get you the leading scorers in a moment for both teams, but first your thoughts on a fantastic first half, Dave.
What do you say? I mean, when the ball's going in like that, it makes life so easy. And, you know, we've seen it before with Emily, and it's also contagious. You know, Maddie knocked one down, and Marley got one. So, I mean, it's just, then threes are just killers because it's just all of a sudden that other team just sort of gets a little deflated.
Again, six threes all by herself for Emily Cooper. First for the Siren Dragons, 15 points in the first half by Emma Peterson. Normally, you would think that would put her team ahead, an effort like that, but they're down by 19 at the break. Six for Lindsay Liljenberg and two for Jordan Haggard and Kateri St. John. On the other side, 23 first half points for the Western Clover Belt Conference Player of the Year in Emily Cooper, but they've been very balanced, scoring six for Sophie Schmidgall, five for Marley Hughes, three apiece for Aubrey Dorn and Maddie Geisler, two for Izzy Hartman, and two for Callie Goulet. Also, yeah, I think we mentioned this yesterday, but we for sure need to say McDonald senior Izzy Keck, congratulations on the Chippewa Falls McDonald Co-op getting third at state yesterday, but Izzy competing in state individual competition today, so best of luck, Izzy.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
Well, it's time now for the Trust Points plan for the second half, brought to you by Trust Point Wealth Management, here to help you create a financial plan to reach your goals and enjoy life. Trust Point in Eau Claire, La Crosse, and Minneapolis. Consultations are always free. TrustPointInc.com. Is it just keep doing what you're doing? Is that the best plan right now?
Yeah, you know, it isn't broken. I mean, Barron or Siren's going to have to scramble like crazy to get back in this, and you know what's going to happen. I mean, we're going to push the ball up the floor, and we're going to get easy layups. I mean, we haven't really even talked about Aubrey yet, you know.
We really haven't.
So it's just one of those things where it's like, you know, pick your poison, and so far, you know, Emily and that three-point shooting has really made life good.
Well, that's the Trust Point plan for the second half, brought to you by Trust Point Wealth Management, here to help you create a financial plan to reach your goals and enjoy life. A lot of highlights from the first half. Let's take a listen, shall we? High off the glass, too strong. The rebound pulled down by Lily Johnson, number 11. Marley Hughes knocks it loose, and the steal by Emily Cooper. Cooper pulls up right. Elbow jumper is good. And McDonald on the board.
Now we get set with
Luce, who has it right in front of Coach Cooper. Emma Peterson throws it away, and McDonald on the run.
Great
Emily
hustle.
Cooper down the left side of the lane, going up hard.
She's and one.
And it goes down. Hope and hard. Top, Liljenberg. Dumps it off right side. They'll throw it away. Marley Hughes with a steal. Marley, an open pass to the basket. Down the lane. Layup is good. She got high-fived on the way to the hoop. McDonald up two full possessions and on the attack. Marley Hughes up top. Hughes working the right-handed dribble. Hughes pulls up for three right in the circle. That one off the front. And it goes in! Off the miss from Lindquist. Emily Cooper looks ahead to Marley Hughes' left wing. Marley, show and go. Pulling up at the left block, backed out to Aubrey Dorn. Emily
up.
Cooper. Cooper, deep three, right of the circle. Money! Right wing. Cooper Leaves it for Aubrey Dorn. Coach Karsten calling out directions along the baseline. Back out to Cooper. She'll try another three for two in a row. Dorn! Four side corner. That's Lindquist. Back to Liljenberg. Throws in the paint right to Aubrey Dorn. Nice Dorn defense. On the run. Push ahead to Sophie Schmidtall. Sophie down the left side of the lane. Gathers herself and scores.
There we go.
Left corner. Shoot it up top. Marley Hughes back to Maddie. Maddie, show and go down along the baseline. Skip out. Emily Cooper, deep three, right side. Oh, she knew it. She started jogging back down the court.
What a great start for Emily here today.
Wow. About four games to figure out what color to call Marley's shoes. They're sort of a pink, but maybe a mauve.
Soft pink.
There you go. Emily Cooper for another three. Wow. Oh, she's feeling it. Emily Cooper.
Got five already.
Peterson will step back for a really deep three. That one well off the mark. Didn't draw the rim. Emily Cooper with the rebound. She'll push ahead. McDonald a three on nothing. And Sophie Schmidtall for two.
Great run out. You get that long rebound. Sophie's on top.
McDonald being patient here on this possession. Maddie Geisler just waiting for her to launch one. It seems like she's going to have some space. Emily Cooper resets, looking for her fifth three. She just can't miss.
A little bit.
Emily Cooper to Maddie Geisler. 36-17, McDonald. Marley Hughes holds, shoots it down to Sophie Schmidtall, cutting baseline. Nice touch on a little runner.
Nice pass.
Block with the Max TV live stream. This is the first half of our Lady Max and Max doubleheader. McDonald boys in the regional final. Oh, my goodness. They left Emily Cooper open again, and she made them pay for it. Six threes in the first half for Emily. Schmidtall, long cross-court skip, Maddie Geisler, two-handed catch. Maddie looks to the high post, nothing there, drops it down to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn back to Maddie Geisler, loads and fires for three.
Boom.
Splash!
That's what we're looking for.
Your halftime highlights, eight made threes in the first half for McDonald here in this WIAA Division 5 sectional final. They lead Siren 44-25. Now in his absence, it's time for me to do my best rendition of Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. We'll start with Glenn Maloney at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey. That's where Mark and Lita are with new grandbaby Freya and granddaughter Rosalie. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana, now an instructor down there teaching avionics on B-52s. Jory Kubishik at Holloman Air Force Base, New Mexico, recently married. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm, Dover Air Force Base, Maryland, getting ready to go to Japan. Greg Hovland, Colfax grad at Scott Air Force Base, Illinois, expecting their first child, a daughter. Sarah Passon-Bovey is with the 133rd Civil Engineers with the Minnesota Air Force National Guard. Kristen Levesser Davis in the Air Force National Guard in Minneapolis has now moved back to Chippewa with her husband, Travis. Carter Billen, working security forces at Fairchild Air Force Base in Washington. Austin Tollefson in the Marine Corps Reserves, currently a staff sergeant out of the Great Lakes region in Illinois. Jordan Chartrain in the Army Station at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. John Hayton from Colfax in the Army Guard out of Spooner. Brandon Anderson, also from Colfax, active duty in the Navy. Wayne Trimble, McDonald grad of 96, currently at Fort McCoy, 22 years of service in the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Noah Stewart, Chi-High grad, currently stationed at Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Chuck Gardo, Chi-High grad in the Marine Corps stationed in Hawaii. Ellie Eckes, McDonald grad in the Army National Guard in Chippewa. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess, a Chi-High graduate in the Air Force stationed in Germany, recently proposed to his girlfriend. They're getting married. Matt Pulver at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska, flying reconnaissance RC-135s. And Mason Gadel, a 2022 graduate of Chi-High with the Merchant Marines. Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. We thank you so much to all those who continue to serve, who have served. Thank you for your sacrifices. Thank you for keeping this great country safe. Thank you for making this country what it is. We owe you an incredible debt. We'll start the second half. McDonald with the basketball, leading by 19, 44-25. They'll move right to left here in the second half. Original starting five, Marley Hughes, Callie Goulet, Izzy Hartman, Aubrey Dorn, and Emily Cooper. Izzy Hartman at the foul line, pulls it back out. A bounce over to Marley Hughes. Hughes finds Goulet underneath the hoop, goes up strong. Oh, it rims in and out. Robbed a bit by the rim there, and Johnson tracks it down for Siren.
Siren came out with a little box and one on Emily to try to slow her down.
And 23 points and six of McDonald's eight threes made in the first half. Credit to Emily Cooper. Missed by Siren along the baseline. And Emily Cooper's going to take it away with a head of steam. Emily right in front of the scorer's table. Push ahead to Marley Hughes. Hughes show and go into the paint. Bounces out to Izzy Hartman. Hartman attacking into the paint. High off the glass. No. Battle for the rebound. Pulled in by Johnson of Siren. And off to Emma Peterson. Emma Peterson, I believe, played that entire first half. And she had an incredible first half with 15 points.
Gallison
working off a screen, stepping for three off the side of the rim. Good box out by Izzy Hartman.
Gallison's just got to keep her in front of her.
Push ahead to Marley Hughes. No one picked up Marley. She's challenged at the rim and knocked out of bounds. Wow, Marley went down hard. No call. And Johnson able to get the block and the save. Emma Peterson now in the lane, and her pass knocked away from behind. Izzy Hart, recovering well on defense, knocks it out of bounds.
Thought there was a little contact down there.
Yeah. I think Marley thought so, too. Yeah. But inbounding. Kylie Lindquist, tipped pass. Liljenberg, who hit two threes in the first half, will retrieve it back to Johnson. Johnson back up top. Kylie Lindquist finds Kateri St. John. She'll spot up a three. That one off the glass. Long rebound, though, pulled in by Lindquist to Johnson. Johnson for three is good.
Long rebounds. They just keep things alive here a little bit.
Lily Johnson, the senior, with her first points. 44-28. That's the first points of the second half for either team. Right side. Now the elbow. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn had it knocked away from her by Peterson. Peterson on the floor. Gets back up to a knee. Pushes ahead to Liljenberg. Liljenberg across the timeline. Intensity picking up in this one. Johnson on the left wing against Marley Hughes. Hughes knocks it away. A race for the basketball, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Marley Hughes with 15:56 left. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Pass fired in the paint, and Aubrey Dorn just steps in front of it and takes it away, and she's going to be bumped from behind. Oh, a foul. 80 feet from the basket there. Not the one you want. That's going to go against Lily Johnson.
No. It was a legit foul here.
15:53 left. 44-28. McDonald with the lead. Marley Hughes will take her time. Cross that Baron Bears logo at midcourt.
Now they're going to guard Emily wherever they go, so they just got to move the ball, keep moving the ball. Don't worry about getting it in Emily's hands. Other people can handle it.
Cooper goes between the legs, drops off Marley Hughes. Hughes jogging it up top, working a right-handed bounce. Against Emma Peterson, she'll go right by her, gets her on her back, floats it over to Emily Cooper. Cooper down the left side of the lane and too strong on a runner, maybe got bumped a bit there. Emma Peterson, far side of the floor. Peterson again trying to go coast to coast. She accelerates down the lane, blocked by Aubrey Dorn. Knocked out of bounds, last touch by McDonald. Almost hit the Dragons mascot down there. 15:19 left.
Callie's fast, and Callie's having a hard time getting in front of Emma.
Inbounds. They'll throw it up top, and Johnson tips it into the backcourt. The officials say tipped over and back, but it was tipped. Oh, I guess, excuse me. That was an inbounds play, so the officials on top of that. That was an inbounds, so you can throw it in the backcourt. My indignation was not justified. My apologies. 15-11. And inbounding right in front of the scorer's table will be Lindquist. She'll throw it right to Izzy Hartman. Snatches it in front of the Siren bench, but stepped on the sideline. And so they'll just
pressure.
Walk 30 feet further down the sideline and inbound again with Lindquist. Lindquist holds above her head, waits, long cross-court skip. Kateri St. John, and she just threw it out of bounds.
That's just great pressure. Just causes a turnover.
Both coaches are working the officials a little bit here. Coach Kirsten having a few words there.
Don was having a little more fun trying to, he was trying to get a call and he wasn't.
Yeah, I think Coach Cooper had more of a smile on his face when he was having that discussion. Almost 3 minutes gone by here in the second half. McDonald hasn't scored yet here after the break. Back to Marley Hughes in the right corner, out to Emily Cooper. Cooper guarded closely by Kylie Lindquist. Shoots into the left corner, that's Marley Hughes. Winner of this moves on to State at the Resch Center. Izzy Hartman down the lane, pull up blocked on the way up, gets her own rebound, but knocked loose. Callie Goulet went down as her legs were cut out. Then Marley Hughes goes down hard as Lily Johnson walloped her by accident. Again, bodies flying all over the place, and both players on each side are just kind of checking on one another, making sure everybody's all right.
You know,
Jordan
defense.
Hagert will come in for Kateri St. John.
Defense sirens got, you know, sort of slowing us down a little bit. We got to get a little, get settled here. Just move that ball. It always screws you up a little bit, but once you figure it out, it'll work just fine.
Dorn inbounds to Cooper. Left side, Izzy Hartman. Hartman up top. The work right side, Cooper. Cooper at the right elbow, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn goes by everybody right to the rim and scores.
Nice seal by Callie.
She's done that a couple times tonight. Dorn has five and a whistle on Callie Goulet as she again is a little bit on the back of Emma Peterson. curious if Peterson runs track or anything.
She should. How's that?
She's got just an acceleration. We'll see Madison Hirsch for the first time, number two, a junior for Siren. 46-28 McDonald. So in the second half, McDonald's been outscored 3-2. And it's been a lot of defense so far. Emmett Peterson down the lane again. Layup too strong off the window. Aubrey Dorn with the rebound, and Dorn will push with Peterson in pursuit. Dorn trying to go coast to coast, poked away from behind. Last touch by the Dragons. And McDonald will inbound from underneath the hoop. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Marley Hughes will trigger it in. Hughes calling out the play. Sophie Schmidgall about to come back in. Over the shoulder catch, off the inbounds, Emily Cooper. Cooper putting on the floor with the left hand, working off a little bit of a screen from Aubrey Dorn. Gives it back to Marley Hughes high on the right. 4 minutes gone by in the second half. McDonald leading 46-28. Marley Hughes puts on the floor with the left hand, bumped down the lane,
and
it goes down anyway. Hoop and harm for Hughes.
Nice take by Marley.
Oh, that's the captain taking matters into her own hands. Marley with seven, looking for three the old-fashioned way as Sophie Schmidgall jogs in. Kylie Jensen in as well. Izzy Hartman and Emily Cooper will come out. I'm trying to see if Emily's... No, Emily's not coming out, excuse me. She was just coming over to get some instruction from Coach Cooper. Maybe adjust the shoe a little bit. Oh, my goodness. Siren has a player. Is that Hirsch, who's just... literally chest-to-chest yep. with Emily Cooper. Free throw good for Marley Hughes.
Well, now you've got to tell her she's on offense. Okay.
49-28 McDonald.
Well, you got to try something sometimes.
Emma Peterson splitting a double team. Peterson shoots it over to Liljenberg for her third three, and oh, she's fouled by Aubrey. Dorn.
Got caught flying out on her.
And Aubrey again going for that block and just got a little contact. Well, at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO as Liljenberg misses the first. CVOSM.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Emily Cooper jogs back to get a little smile from Dad. And again, Hirsch, it's just, it's almost like they're walking hand in hand. They're just elbow to elbow. Hirsch has been brought in specifically to stay with Emily Cooper.
Emily has a friend.
And I believe the second free throw and the third both went down as I turned away for a moment. So Liljenberg hit two out of three, 49-30 McDonald. McDonald student section not happy right now. Some contact. I love Malachi up front. He is just so intense. I love it. Aubrey Dorn over to Kylie Jensen. Jensen spots up. Deep three. Off the front of the rim, no. 19-point game, 49-30. Emma Peterson again on the run. Sophie Schmidgall passes her off to Emily Cooper. And Cooper knocks away the ball. Gets it back to Siren. Hirsch for Peterson. Long cross-court skip. Liljenberg flips it over to Johnson. Johnson back to Peterson, the sophomore. Peterson leaves it for Liljenberg. Thought about a really deep three. Instead, back to Emma Peterson. With 12:55 remaining, 49-30 McDonald. Sophie Schmidgall knocks a pass away. Saved by Peterson, but right to Marley Hughes. Hughes taking her time across the timeline. Shoots it down to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn turns up hard. And she is hammered and will go to the line. Johnson picked up the foul there.
I'm going to say that's her third.
12:44 left. Aubrey Dorn at the line shooting two. And Coach Cooper is going to be talking to both Hirsch and Emily Cooper as Hirsch just will not leave Emily.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun, actually.
Now, if it was a two-point game, it wouldn't be quite so funny, right?
Oh, goodness. First free throw is good for Aubrey Dorn. Dorn has six. And Emily Cooper will sit on the bench. Hirsch will not follow her to the bench.
She gets a breather.
50-30 McDonald. Big hand from the McDonald faithful. Emily Cooper, the Western Clover Belt Conference Player of the Year, takes a quick break. Second free throw for Aubrey Dorn. That one a little bit too long. Marley Hughes, did she knock it off a siren? No, she didn't.
Yes.
Oh, she did. She did. Johnson saying she didn't touch it, but from our vantage point, it sure looked like Marley was able to just bump it off of Johnston and out of bounds. So Marley Hughes will inbound with 12:43 left in a 20-point game in this sectional final from Barron on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Maddie Geisler fakes a deep three back to Marley Hughes. Hughes flips out to Maddie. Now Maddie will spot up for a three right into the circle. Popped in and out. Offensive rebound, Sophie Schmidt. Back out to Marley Hughes. Hughes bumped, goes hard to the hoop, up with the left hand. No, but a foul, and she will go to the line and earn a couple.
Great job by Sophie keeping it alive. Coach Cooper loves the effort. Oh, yeah.
Marley Hughes at the line shooting a pair with 12:32 left. Still a lot of time left here in the second half. Hughes the first free throw. Good form, good finish. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald High School Sports on WOGO for over 30 years. White City Glass. Marley Hughes can get to double-digit points with a make here. That one off the back rim. Sophie Schmidgall tracks down the rebound, but she stepped on the end line.
Right, set up a defense here. Get a little pressure.
30 McDonald. 12:32 left. Sophie Schmidgall running in some backcourt pressure. Emily Cooper's about to come back in. Pass ahead. Good catch by Liljenberg. Left corner. She's just outside the arc. She'll skip it over to Peterson. Peterson, quick snap off of a three. Back rim, no. Rebound pulled down Aubrey Dorn to Marley Hughes.
Push,
Marley,
push
ahead to Maddie Geisler. Geisler on the left wing. Drops it down to Sophie Schmidgall. Flip back out to Marley. High on the left. 12:10 to go. Shoots it into Aubrey Dorn. A steal. Stepping in front of the pass. Jordan Hagers.
Great idea.
Lindquist across the timeline with a pass. Kylie Jensen went for the steal. Liljenberg goes by her. Kateri St. John in the left corner. Back out to Liljenberg. She has 8 points. Emma Peterson, right corner. Peterson to Haggard. Haggard has her pass knocked out of bounds into the second row. And Hirsch and Emily Cooper will both come into this game together as Kylie Jensen takes a break. Haggard out. So now Hirsch is matched up with Marley Hughes on offense here. Lindquist throws into Hirsch. Hirsch lost it for a moment. Flips it back out to Emma Peterson. Peterson, wow, a really, really deep three, and that one does not draw a rim. Hirsch makes a valiant effort to save it, not able to do so. 11:41 remaining in the second half. McDonald leading 51-30 here in this sectional final.
Yep, Emily's still going to have a friend.
Hirsch stand right with her. Emily Cooper crosses over on her in the backcourt. Crosses over twice to get past midcourt. Maddie Geisler left wing. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn down to Sophie Schmidgall. Flips out to Maddie Geisler. Geisler back to Dorn in the left corner. Dorn holding, straddling the arc. Works her way into her spot from 12 feet. Perfect jumper. They're going to give that one to Aubrey Dorn, and she can hit it all day long. A whistle and a foul. A bit of a trip, and Sophie Schmidgall will help up Emma Peterson as she was trying to run her into her own bench there on the sideline, and just the feet got tangled. Lindquist will inbound, finds Emma Peterson right in front of the scorer's table. 53-30 McDonald. Peterson against fellow sophomore Sophie Schmidgall going over the top of a screen to the corner. Hirsch for three, has it swatted! Knocked away by Aubrey Dorn. Quick out for another three. That one well off the mark on the miss by Peterson. Dorn ahead to Sophie Schmidgall, and Schmidgall up and in for two. Marley Hughes, rather, with the assist. 55-30 McDonald. Sophie does such a good job running the floor. All the bigs for McDonald do. Another tie-up. And, man, the officials, I believe, are going to have to tell some of the Siren fans to settle down or sit down. The gentleman in the front row who's maybe in danger of being asked to leave the venue.
The game is what it is. So it's
again, it's a 25-point game.
You got other things going on.
Emily Cooper knocks a pass away from Hirsch and stepped on the sideline. It bounced into Aubrey Dorn. And far side of the floor, Kylie Lindquist will inbound from in front of her student section. Holding, throws left side Liljenberg. Just over 10.5 to play here in the sectional final. Emma Peterson goes back to Hirsch. Hirsch long cross-court skip Liljenberg, and she can't catch up with it. Goes right over the top of the scorer's table and out of bounds.
And that's just, you know, that's just defense is in position and they just have nowhere to throw the ball. So they try to make a pass they can't make.
Aubrey Dorn is going to inbound from the right side of the scorer's table at 10:29 left. Her team holding on to that 25-point lead. Now Hirsch is out and So face guarding Emily Cooper will be Kylie Lindquist, the senior. Emily Cooper off the timeline with a head of steam into the right corner. Kick out Marley Hughes for a three. No. And Aubrey Dorn can't quite pull in the offensive rebound. Peterson again with a head of steam. Peterson driving along the baseline, has her pocket picked by Marley Hughes. Hughes going the other way, bumped from behind, still keeps her dribble, going down the lane, off the glass with a beautiful kiss high off the window.
Great play by Marley.
Great body control as they were trying to draw an offensive foul, and Marley just taps the brakes ever so lightly, and a nice runner off the glass. 57-30 McDonald, 50 seconds away from the halfway point here in the second half. Liljenberg, right side to Emma Peterson. Peterson snaps up a three right of the circle, off the glass, doesn't draw the rim. Johnson fighting for the rebound underneath, and a tie-up possession should stay with Siren. Well, fresh, never-frozen beef cooked up only after you order. It's the Butterburger from Culver's. Have one today at Culver's of Lake Halley. Maybe get those plump, juicy, naturally raised chicken tenders or fresh custard, the flavor of the day, the real Wisconsin cheese curds. Culver's of Lake Halley. We have a stoppage here for a moment as the officials conferring with the scorer's table. I think just about which way the possession arrow is going.
Don thought it should be our ball.
Disagree, it'll stay with Sirens. Up top, Liljenberg throws into the corner. Quick trigger on a three. That one too strong. Offensive rebound and a putback up and in. I believe that was Hagert, number 23. That's her third and fourth points. 57-32, McDonald still up 25. Emily Cooper right side to Marley Hughes, shoots it over to Maddie Geisler. Again, Cooper hasn't scored here in the second half as they have just been nose-to-nose with her. A lot of box and one, just saying we're going to make other people beat us, and so far the other McDonald players have been happy to oblige. Aubrey Dorn in a double team, backing into the paint to Marley Hughes. Hughes has it knocked away from her by Hagert, but there may be a foul there. Or is it just a tie-up?
Like they're going to call a jump ball.
All right, so another jump ball, and possession will stay with McDonald with 9:06 left. Here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Always honored to partner our audio with Max TV as well. On the inbounds, power dribble, Aubrey Dorn gets it out of a scramble to Emily Cooper. Cooper pulls up, foul line jumper, back rim, no. Sophie Schmidka almost had a paw on that rebound. In fact, she did, just couldn't quite haul it in. Aubrey Dorn off the inbound, I think. Thought she could draw a foul. Marley Hughes steps in front of another pass. Hughes pushes ahead to Sophie Schmidgall. Sophie gathers up with the right hand and scores in transition. McDonald on the run. Full timeout taken. We're back in 60 seconds. The Lady Macs rolling in the sectional final. Back in 1 minute.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
.841 remaining here in the second half in the sectional final. During that break, they were playing Cotton Eye Joe. I think the McDonald fans are probably having a little bit more fun with that than those from Siren in a game that's been pretty much all McDonald from the beginning, other than that initial technical free throw for the jersey issue. It's kind of been
pretty much full throttle here.
Lady Macs dominant. They lead 59-32. Under 8.5 to go. Siren in the corner. There's a three from Lindquist. That one off the mark. And Aubrey Dorn got her legs cut out a little bit by Maddie Geisler. Incidentally, long push ahead. A save back to Emily Cooper. Good work by Sophie Schmidgall. Marley Hughes over to Maddie Geisler. With 8:12 to play, back to Marley. Inside the arc. Shoots it out to Maddie Geisler. She's got a wide open look at a three. Nailed it. Money, Maddie.
There we go. She's pretty fired up.
That's her second triple. McDonald's ninth of the game. Loose ball along the baseline, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Macs with 7:56 left. 62-32. Girls up 30. 7:56 remaining. On the inbounds to Johnson, Aubrey Dorn got a piece of it back to Emma Peterson. She'll step back for three. That one looks short. It is short. And Maddie Geisler corrals the long rebound. Geisler push ahead to Sophie Schmidgall, but first a reach in from behind. Foul is going to go on Kylie Lindquist. That should be the sixth against Siren. Kylie Jensen going to step into this game soon. There's Sophie Schmidgall. Sophie once again at a double-digit points. Had 12 on 6-for-6 shooting against Prairie Farms. She has 10 here in. Does look like she's going to get another one or two chances to get into double-digit points in the game again, the way this one's going. Emily Cooper, right side against Lindquist. On the left wing, they'll drop it down the post. Oh, yeah. Aubrey Dorn gets her defender going one way, fakes her out, goes the other, up and in for two. Beautiful move in the paint by Aubrey Dorn. She's into double digits as well.
You're just not going to stop her one-on-one.
64-32, McDonald and Aubrey Dorn with a steal. Dorn going coast to coast and scores. 12 for Aubrey Dorn, 66-32. The Lady Macs continue to roll. Katie Ruff going to come back into this game. Robertson down the lane, nice Euro step off the glass and a pretty touch.
Nice take.
I believe that's her first basket of the second half, if I'm not mistaken.
Pretty quiet.
66-34.
Probably a little tired.
Cooper, step up to a deep three, back rim, no. Rebound fought for. Kylie Jensen had it for a moment. Marley Hughes tied up underneath. She'll be called for a foul as she reached in on Jordan Haggers. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Katie Ruff back out there for McDonald, along with Emily Cooper, Marley Hughes, Kylie Jensen, and Aubrey Dorn. 6:32 left in this sectional final. Winner advances on to the state tournament. Emma Peterson, another really deep three, and that one's good. Wow. That's her third triple. 66-37, McDonald. Emma Peterson has been as advertised. Kylie Jensen, right wing, guarded by Peterson. Gets by her. Jensen spins, goes hard to the rack, up and in for two for Kylie.
Nice play by Kylie.
Athletic move by Kylie Jensen. Yep. 68-37. Tipped pass in the lane. Haggert skips it back out to Liljenberg. She'll try a three. Front rim, no. Rebound, Emily Cooper. She'll push ahead. Aubrey Dorn ahead of everyone down the lane for another layup. No, but fouled from behind by Liljenberg.
You know, that's just what's happened when she's on the top of that 1-3-1. Boy, once we secure the rebound.
Well, it's time. Time to call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate. 839-0707, 839-0707, or wirzgala.com as Aubrey hits the first free throw. And she has really started to turn it on here in the second half. Dorn's second free throw is good as well. Timeout on the floor. Back in 30 seconds here on WOGO Sports.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Your McDonald Lady Macs have been dominant. I'd say since the opening tip there wasn't one because of that technical foul, but pretty much ever since then in the first basket from Siren, it's been almost all McDonald. 5:51 remaining. They lead 70-37.
Yeah, I mean, you saw it from the get-go. I mean, well, when, again, Emily made those threes and just got everybody fired up, and just the energy on the defense sort of was over early.
Peterson, far side of the floor to Liljenberg. Liljenberg skips in the left corner. Open, look at a three for Lindquist. That one's way too strong. Aubrey Dorn tracks down another rebound. Dorn on the run across the logo. Shoots it ahead to Kylie Jensen. Jensen back to Cooper. Cooper up top. Marley Hughes. Hughes. Bounce back out. Kylie Jensen. She's got a wide open look at a three. Side of the rim. No. Aubrey Dorn can't quite save it. Liljen Berg beats her to the corner. Johnson dumps it off for Peterson with 5:14 left. Peterson into the left corner now. Peterson looking for it back. Instead, they'll find Kateri St. John up and too strong. Challenged by Marley Hughes. Hughes will push ahead to Aubrey Dorn. Can she run it down? Yes, she can. Trying to save it along the baseline. But will throw back into Peterson while falling out of bounds. Peterson bumped by Marley Hughes near midcourt. And again, the Siren faithful are just up in arms about every foul call here. It's not like the officials aren't calling the fouls.
It's just a basketball play. She cut her off, you know?
I'm not sure what they're looking for other than a foul, which was given. 4:53 left, 70-37.
It's not a flagrant foul or anything. It's just a smart play to cut her off, slow her down.
Lindquist will inbound. Liljen Berg between a couple defenders up top to Peterson. Peterson right side to Liljen Berg. Marley Hughes on her. She'll throw to Peterson. Peterson in the left corner. Lindquist, long skip out to Liljen Berg. She'll snap off a three right at the circle front rim and in. Lindsay Liljen Berg, her third three. McDonnell still leads by 30, 70-40 on the scoreboard. Emily Cooper at the left elbow to Katie Ruff. Ruff elbow jumper comes up short. Rebound pulled up by Liljen Berg with 4:20 left. All the way across the floor to Peterson. Bobbles for a moment. Peterson to Lindquist. They'll drop it down to Johnson. Johnson the paint over Ruff. Comes up short. Offensive rebound. Put back to Terry St. John. No, but a foul, and she will go to the line shooting a couple.
And we got caught behind.
We'll help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at SIM4Kids.com. That's SIM4Kids.com. Kateri St. John, strong from the line as she gets another free throw. 3 points all from the charity stripe. Kateri St. John, another one. And that one will not go down. Callie Goulet, check closely. In the backcourt by Peterson. She'll dump it off to Marley Hughes. McDonnell on the left side. Marley Hughes into the corner. Hughes skips it over to Callie Goulet. Back out to Emily Cooper. Tries a three on line just off the far side of the rim. Rebound fought for and a tie-up. Possession will go to Siren with 3:51 left.
Nice thing is Emily's still going to keep shooting.
29-point game. Neither team has any fouls left to give. Inbounds to Liljen Berg. She'll give it back to Peterson. Get it back across the timeline on the far right. Liljen Berg skips along the baseline. Nice look there to Johnson. Comes up short. Katie Ruff with a challenge. And a whistle underneath. Another held ball. And possession goes back to McDonald. Good hustle there by Katie Ruff.
Yep. Good rebound.
70-41 McDonald. 3:39 to go in this sectional final in a full house in Barron. Good to have you with us on the front end of our Lady Max and Max doubleheader.
They're going to keep shadowing Emily.
Kylie Jensen has it knocked in the backcourt, and an over and back violation.
I think there's
and
a tip.
Coach Cooper is calling for a tip. Will the officials confer on this for a moment? Because I do think it was tipped by Siren, but we'll see if they keep the call or if they're going to say, we'll see if they're going to say that it was last touched by Kylie Jensen. Coach Cooper again.
I guess.
Jawing a little bit with the refs, but with a smile on his face. And a timeout taken by Coach Karsten of Siren. We are back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonnell High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Lady Max playoff basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you. Val Knobloch on the Max TV live stream. Zach Wycheck at the WOGO studios in Halley. 3:26 is all that separates McDonald from a third straight trip to state. They lead 70-41 over Siren. Open look at a three for Lindquist in the left corner. That one rims in and out. Kateri St. John fighting along the baseline with Maddie Geisler. Another tie-up. We've got a lot of those. And Siren will retain possession. 3:16 left. Again, 16 fouls on McDonald, 7 on Siren. So the teams will need to play clean defensively or be shooting free throws to the rest of the way. Lindquist along the baseline, pulls up inside the arc, has it knocked away. Maddie Geisler with the steal. Geisler, did she step on the sideline? She may have.
Good defense.
Trying to push it ahead quickly. So Lindquist will inbound right in front of her own bench with 3:08 to play. Still in a 29-point ball game. Goes into Liljenberg, back to Lindquist, right side. Lindberg, right corner, Liljenberg on the miss, and knocked out of bounds. Kylie Jensen, good box out there, and last touch by Johnson of the Siren Dragons.
3 minutes to go. Just run some good offense here. Don't foul, keep the clock going.
Maddie Geisler to Kylie Jensen, high on the right wing in front of that McDonald student section. Floats it over on the left, near midcourt, Maddie Geisler. Callie Goulet. Goulet back up top. Emily Fowler is going to come back into this game shortly. But the clock winding slowly down. Kylie Jensen, right wing. Won't take the three. Again, McDonald running some offense. Sophie Schmidgall, right corner. Back out to Kylie up top. Kylie gets by her defender. Bounces it over to Callie Goulet. Head fake over to Maddie Geisler with 2.5 to play. 70-41. Peterson goes for the steal. Kylie Jensen gets by her to Callie Goulet. Thought about loading up for a long two. Kylie Jensen left wing. McDonald being patient. Callie Goulet out to Kylie. Kylie up top. Leaves it for Maddie Geisler. Shoots it over right corner. Sophie Schmidgall. Izzy Hartman's going to come back in soon as well. Kylie Jensen up top. Crossing over on Peterson. Jensen gets by her. Down the lane. Goes in hard and called for an offensive foul.
Yep.
That's a good call. And McDonald ran a lot of clock on that possession. That was the goal.
Took a minute off.
Emily Fowler in for Katie Ruff. Callie Goulet out as well. Izzy Hartman in for McDonald. 2:05 left. Emma Peterson across the timeline, and she's bumped and fouled by Izzy Hartman. Hartman gives her a helping hand back up. 2:02 left.
She tried to help her up.
And so Peterson will go to the line. Shooting a 1-1 here. See how her legs are. And she's short on the first free throw. Good box out by Kylie Jensen. Tracking down that rebound. Kylie all the way across the floor, across the timeline to Maddie Geisler. Minute 55 left. Maddie Geisler against Peterson. Finds Sophie Schmidgall. Schmidgall in the right corner. Back out to Maddie Geisler. Geisler against Peterson. Peterson trying to hassle her out of the back. Uses it for a moment, and a quick timeout taken by head coach Don Cooper. We are back in 30 seconds for the final minute 41. McDonald leading 70-41 over Siren.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Lady Max playoff basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV. McDonald has four players in double figures. They lead by 29 with a minute 40 to go for our post-class post-game show. It should be a fun one.
Well, it'll be a happy Jensen time, that's for sure.
To Maddie Geisler. Geisler trying to get by Peterson. Over to Sophie Schmidgall. Tip pass down to Emily Thaler. Thaler goes up hard. No, gets her own offensive rebound for a moment. Taken away along the baseline, though, by Lindquist. So you can get Emily a bucket here. Right side to Peterson. Peterson jab steps. Steps into a three. Wow. Another beautiful shot for Emma Peterson. Look out, Wes Lakeland. She's only a sophomore.
She's not going away.
70-44. Izzy Hartman along the baseline. Back out to Kylie Jensen. Jensen to Maddie Geisler. Geisler holding 60 seconds on the clock. Geisler stumbles a bit. Back out to Kylie Jensen and thrown away out of bounds to Siren. And now some substitutions coming into the game for the Siren Dragons. Jordan Hagert back out there, giving the seniors the well-deserved recognition. The end of a fine season.
Great run.
It'll end here in the sectional final for Siren. They trail 70-44 to your McDonald Lady Mavs. A quick whistle is going to send Hagert to the line, shooting a 1-1. With 48.6 seconds to play. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. The 1-1, back rim, no, knocked out of bounds, staying with Siren. With 47.6 left. Inbounds to Hagert. Hagert spinning in the lane. Blocked by Fowler. Goes up and fouled the second time. Emily Fowler just trying to hold her ground there. And Hagert with 43.2 will go to the line. Shooting two.
We'll fight till the bitter end here.
So Hagert. Let's fly on the first one and gets a nice roll. Jordan Hagert, her first made free throw, 70-45. McDonald leads by 25. And the second one rattles through as well for Jordan Hagert. 70-46, McDonald, 41 seconds remaining here in Barron in this sectional final, WIA Division 5. Kylie Jensen up top.
Let's see if we can run this out.
Over to Maddie Geisler. Flip over to Sophie Schmidgall.
We don't need to shoot.
Drops down to the post, knocked away. 24 seconds left. Siren a pass ahead to Johnson. She'll throw up a three. That one off the front of the rim. And a whistle on the box out, I guess. And Johnson will go to the line. And Emily Fowler isn't quite sure what she did, but the officials are going to call that. And is
after
that going to send
shot?
Her to the line for three?
No, it should be after the shot, I think.
18.8 left. Either way, I'd be shooting two because that was the 10th whistle against McDonald, and Johnson's first free throw is good. So Lily Johnson, the senior, has 4 points on the second half. Katie Ruff going to come in for Emily Fowler. And Johnson at the line for another. That one good as well for Lily Johnson.
Now
70-48, McDonald. Kylie Jensen across that Bears logo at midcourt here in Barron to Izzy Hartman. Hartman back out to Kylie Jensen. 8 seconds left. Jensen throws into the corner. Izzy Hartman. 3, 2, and 1. And the clock will hit triple zeros in Barron. And for the third time in as many years, the road to the rush runs through Chippewa Falls. It's back to back to back for the Lady Macs. They're headed to state. Your final score, the McDonald Lady Macs 70, the Siren Dragons 48. How about that?
It never gets old, does it?
What a thrill here for these girls. Again, the goal all season long, it wasn't easy. But looking every bit a state-bound team. And the McDonald Lady Macs will be celebrating once again. And cannot wait to head to the Resch Center next week. They'll play on Friday morning. Opponent yet to be determined. Smiles and pictures all around. We'll come back with head coach Don Cooper on the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Donna will be awarded the sectional final trophy from Brittany Hover, the athletic director here at Barron High School. We'll see if we can get a photo or two for social media. We have a little bit of a delay here. And Siren falls to 23-6 on the season. McDonald 24-5.
When Coach Don Cooper from the McDonald Nets, please come on.
All smiles along the far baseline as Athletic Director Brittany Hover hands off that sectional final plaque to head coach Don Cooper, and they are headed back to state.
Back to Green Bay.
Your McDonald Lady Macs, 3 years in a row, are going to the state tournament. I'll get a picture here along with everybody else. Congratulations to the Lady Macs. Let's take a quick break. We'll step out. We'll be back in 3 minutes. A lot to come on the post-class post-game show. Once again, your final score here in the sectional final, McDonald 70, Siren 48. Our Lady Macs are headed back to state, back in three.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald girls basketball team. Go Lady Macs! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Post Glass post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. All smiles for your McDonald Lady Macs. For the third year in a row, they are headed to the Girls State Basketball Tournament. We're here with head coach Don Cooper. And, Coach, before the game even started, a little adversity with jerseys and a technical free throw, no opening tip, but your team looked every bit the part of a three-time state tournament participant here today. Absolutely phenomenal effort.
Well, the girls picked me up. I've had four technicals and 40 years of coaching basketball, and all of them have been administrative. So, again, it was my fault for not looking at the uniform schedule, and again, the girls picked me up. They said, doesn't matter what uniforms we wear.
So, is there any chance Cameron would let you keep those uniforms the way Emily shot today?
Well, yes, it was really good the way they came out and just performed, but I was really glad the girls, again, we talked about resiliency the whole year, building upon, you know, adversity and lifting yourself up. This is a perfect game for do that, to pick their coach up and help them out. So,
Coach, in this game, you talked beforehand about Coach Carson for Siren, all the different defenses that he would throw at you. The way your team responded offensively, you put up 70 points, and yet very patient offense here today and kind of getting the feel for what they were going to do and then how to attack it.
Right. We were just very patient in what he did, but he's a real good coach. Just mixing up the defenses, mixing the way the challenges for the girls were. But like I said, they've been faced with adversity every single game this year, and they've been able to come out real good.
Coach, two games left in this season, we hope, here. And again, the road to the wretch again going through Chippewa Falls. But just retrospectively on the regular season, the tournament so far, what are you most proud of with the way your team started in November with some adversity, and then to now?
Well, again, it all builds on the experience that we build for every player. The experience and then getting their confidence up and the composure that they have at the end of the season. And hopefully all the fans can see that. Every game, it's always an improvement. So I'm very proud of every girl and what they've accomplished.
Coach, four players in double figures, but again, a lot in the scoring column. Every single player you put on the floor here tonight contributed something for you. And, just a phenomenal team effort. That's what it takes to get to Green Bay, and we can't wait to see you there next week.
Yes. Well, thank you, Caleb, for the great coverage. But I just wish it had been more girls because, like I said, they all worked hard, and I felt like I let some of the girls down today. So hopefully that won't happen again.
We'll have hopefully two more games to give them a chance to get in on the floor at State. Coach Cooper, thank you so much, and we're going to see you next week.
All right, thank you guys for the great coverage. All right, bye.
Head Coach Don Cooper here on the Post Girls Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Back in 3 minutes, Max are headed back to State here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Alley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself. Ow! Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel... call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase. Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up three positions. A night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential. Maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here, and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools is committed to the formation of your child, mind, body, spirit, and community. A learning environment where Christ is honored and welcome.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education at McDonnell. That's the Mac way. Income-based free tuition programs close April 20th, so enroll your child today.
A Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. They're cutting down the nets for the second time this postseason, once at McDonald and now here at Barron. A great celebration for the McDonald Lady Macs. For the third consecutive year, they are state-bound. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Such a fun sight, and not quite as tight of a game as we saw 1 year ago against Northwood.
No, this game was a little bit, you know, they made their cushion real early and kept it and built on it. You could sort of see early on, it just seemed like, our pressure was going to get to them early and often, and I think it did. And then, plus, then you throw in Emily's three-point shooting, and it was a good recipe for a win.
A quick update here, perusing Twitter, and Evan Hong of TV18. Colfax knocked off unbeaten Neillsville 49-47. Congratulations to Colfax going to the state tournament as well. That is very unexpected in Division 4.
Yes.
Wow. We saw that Neillsville team twice.
Yes, good for them. So,
well, again, just joyous throng here. A lot of blue-clad McDonald faithful who maybe already booked hotels a long time ago with the faith they had in this team.
Yes, they have a great mix. I mean, they have I guess at this level, too, I look at they have a bench. I mean, you have 8-9 girls that can play. So it's, after a while, they get after people. And there's Don.
That's Don Cooper up on the ladder, taking the last part of the net down. Three straight trips to the state tournament, and again, you think about some of those great McDonald teams of old, and when they finally broke through, we remember seeing a sectional final against South Shore back when Megan Gustafson was playing for South Shore, and McDonald getting so close back when Shannon Tanzer was the head coach, also a sectional final. Again, standout McDonald teams, all the players that went before paving the way for this McDonald program now to do what they've done, three straight trips to the state tournament, and now looking to do what no McDonald team has done, and that's win it all.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, I think their goal obviously was to get back to Green Bay. I mean, you know, and it's to bring home a silver or a gold. And last year, it was one of those games where it's like, gosh, I think they really felt they should have been playing in the championship game, and it just didn't go their way. And that is one of the big goals here, is we got to get, bring home a silver or gold, get rewarded.
Well, let's take another break here on the Post Glass Post Game Show. We want to make sure we get you all those highlights from the second half and your leading scores as well. It's just a ton of pictures being taken out there right now. Your McDonald girls win 70-48 over the number 3-seeded Siren Dragons. McDonald, the number 2-seed in this sectional. Doesn't matter what you're seeded, you got to get it done when you're out on the court. And they knock off the number 1-seed and the number 3-seed, and they will move on to Green Bay next Friday morning. Don't forget, this is the first half of our Lady Max and Max doubleheader. So tonight at 6:30, we're going to do this again, Dave, if we have enough voice left. We've got the McDonald boys in a huge game in a regional final against Owen Withy.
Yeah, we have to turn around and get fired up to do the next one.
Yeah, so I know. Going to have to fuel up with something.
Yeah. Well, that'll be exciting tonight. That'll be a great game with the boys and Owen Withy, and that's a big challenge ahead of us, but I think our boys will be ready to roll.
Looking forward to it. We'll take another break and be back after this with those leading scores here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. Two Oven Works pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
Is your financial future on track? For over 100 years, TrustPoint Wealth Management has offered financial and advisory services
Whether you're saving for a college education, considering that cabin on the lake, or you just want to make sure you've saved for a fulfilling and comfortable retirement, TrustPoint will listen and help you create a financial plan to reach your financial destination. Consultations are always free. Visit www.trustpointinc.com to get started.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Live here from Barron, beautiful new gymnasium, and a beautiful outcome for your McDonald Lady Macs, 70-48. They dominate the Siren Dragons and move on to state at the Rest Center for the third consecutive year. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you. Val Knobloch on Max TV. Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Let's quickly, Dave, here before we get to the highlights and a final thought or two on this game, look at the leading scores. Five players scored for Siren. They were led by Emma Peterson. She averages just under 19 per game. She had 23 and barely came out of this game and just was absolutely a phenomenal player. As a sophomore, she is going to lead this team and probably this conference for the next couple of years.
Yeah, she's going to make some noise up here. And, she's a very good player. So, it's always something that you got to look forward to for next year.
They will graduate Lindsay Liljenberg. The senior had 11 points in her final game in a Dragons uniform. Jordan Haggard, a junior, had 6. Kateri St. John, another junior, with 3. And then another senior, Lily Johnson, with a great effort tonight. She had 5 points for the Siren Dragons. They will fall to 23-6 on the season as their season ends here in the sectional final. For McDonald, 8 different players scored, led by 23 from Emily Cooper, all in the first half. She had 6 three-pointers, was just absolutely unstoppable. And again, the defensive switch in the second half, it was just, we're not going to let number 3 tonight, normally number 22, but wearing those borrowed jerseys from Cameron, they weren't going to let number 3 beat them and succeeded in holding her to no points in the second half. But McDonald, especially Aubrey Dorn, just said, thank you very much. That's going to leave things wide open for us.
Yeah, I'm sure the coach will look at it. It's like, well, we should have probably started out with it. And I was a little surprised they didn't start out with it because, I mean, you know who you need to slow down. So, but that's the way it is. And, you're going to concentrate on Emily, but Aubrey's going to get free.
4 players in double figures for the Lady Macs. Aubrey Dorn had 11 of her 14 in the second half. Marley Hughes just always the consummate captain of this team. 11 points, a great effort for the senior again, leading her team back to state. Sophie Schmidgall, second time in as many games. She's into double digits. So great to see Sophie back out there, especially after that late season injury kept her out for a while. 10 points for Sophie Schmidgall, 6 for Maddie Geisler. She hit a triple in each half. Love seeing Maddie just rein it in too. Such a great shooter. And 2 apiece for Callie Goulet, Izzy Hartman, and Kylie Jensen. We're going to take one final two-minute break here on the Post Glass Post Game Show. We'll get final thoughts. We'll look ahead to the game tonight, and we'll get you those second-half highlights. Your Lady Macs are headed back to state, back in two on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here, and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured. With top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools is committed to the formation of your child, mind, body, spirit, and community, a learning environment where Christ is honored and welcome.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education at McDonnell. That's the Mac way. Income-based free tuition programs close April 20th, so enroll your child today.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. 2 Oven Works pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
Finishing up the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. So many smiles, so many photos on the floor here at Barron as McDonnell knocks off Siren in the sectional final 70-48, and they move on to the Resch Center next week, back to Green Bay, back to the WIAA Division 5 Girls State Basketball Tournament for the third consecutive season. Before we get into those highlights, just real quickly, Dave, I mean, when there's a tradition of excellence in a program like we've seen with the McDonald boys, the McDonald girls, I think it sometimes can be easy for folks to forget or to remember, rather, just how difficult this is. You look at this team that McDonald beat and Siren and their chance to go to state. It happens very, very rarely for some schools. And so for McDonald, again, to go 3 times in a row, you can't really express how hard it is to do that.
Well, and and it's the old argument, it doesn't start in November. I mean, it starts in the off season.
Yes.
and then these girls play. I mean, Emily Cooper puts in a lot of time into basketball. I mean, that
we saw she's it
just,
tonight.
And she's just an example of all of the girls. I mean, Marley, I mean, the list goes on, and the examples they set for the younger girls as far as how to succeed, you got to put some time in. And so the rewards are in the last 3 years. I mean, the girls that have put time into the program, they've been rewarded.
Now going to Green Bay looking for a ball. Well, let's hear how the second half sounded as McDonald punches their ticket to state. It sounded like this on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Her on her back, floats it over to Emily Cooper. Cooper down the left side of the lane and too strong on a runner. Maybe got bumped a bit there. Emma Peterson, far side of the floor. Peterson again trying to go coast to coast. She accelerates down the lane, blocked by Aubrey Dorn. Dorn inbounds to Cooper. Left side, Izzy Hartman. Hartman up top. The work right side, Cooper. Cooper at the right elbow, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn goes by everybody right to the rim and scores.
Nice steal by Callie.
She's done that a couple times tonight. On the right. 4 minutes gone by in the second half. McDonald leading 46-28. Marley Hughes puts on the floor with the left hand, bumps down the lane, and it goes down anyway. Hoop and harm for Hughes.
Nice take by Marley.
Oh, that's the captain taking matters into her own hands. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn down to Sophie Schmidgall. Flips out to Maddie Geisler. Geisler back to Dorn in the left corner. Dorn holding, straddling the arc. Works her way into her spot from 12 feet. Perfect jumper. Finds Emma Peterson right in front of the scorer's table. 53-30 McDonald. Peterson against fellow sophomore Sophie Schmidgall. Going over the top of a screen to the corner. Hirsch for three. Has it swatted. Knocked away by Aubrey Dorn. Quick out for another three. That one well off the again with a head of steam. Peterson driving along the baseline, has nice her pocket picked by Marley Hughes. Hughes going the other way, bumped from behind, still keeps her dribble, going down the lane, off the glass with a beautiful kiss high off the window.
Great play by Marley.
Great body control as they were trying to draw an offensive foul, and Marley just taps the brakes ever so lightly. And a nice runner off the glass. Aubrey Dorn off the inbound, and I think thought she could draw a foul. Marley Hughes steps in front of another pass. Hughes pushes ahead to Sophie Schmidgall. Sophie gathers up with the right hand and scores in transition. McDonald on the run. Full timeout taken. We're back in 60 seconds. Marley Hughes over to Maddie Geisler. With 8:12 to play, back to Marley. Inside the arc, shoots it out to Maddie Geisler. She's got a wide open look at a three. Nailed it. Money Maddie. Emily Cooper. Right side against Lindquist. On the left wing, they'll drop it down the post. Oh, yeah. Aubrey Dorn gets her defender going one way, fakes her out, goes the other, up and in for two. Beautiful move in the paint by Aubrey Dorn. She's into double digits as well. 66-37, McDonald. Emma Peterson has been as advertised. Kylie Jensen, right wing, guarded by Peterson, gets by her. Jensen spins, goes hard to the rack, up and in for two for Kylie.
Nice play by Kylie.
And that's how the second half sounded. Your post-game highlights here on the Post-Glass post-game show. McDonald wins it 70-48. And just briefly here, Dave Flanagan, this is just the first half of a doubleheader. And the McDonald boys, they want to keep their run going. They want to match what the girls have done. Of course, the boys starting later, so a little behind, still in a regional final level here tonight. But this is an absolutely significant threat to their state aspirations as well in Owen Withy.
Oh, yes, it is. But, you know, the girls have set the bar for them. So yeah. It's like, oh, geez, you know, we can't lose. So, no, I mean, it's going to be a wonderful game tonight. I mean, you know, you got two really good teams that are going to go at it. And so it, you know, hopefully, we'll be on the right side. We won't be on the left side. We'll be good.
Looking forward to it. 6:30 p.m. tonight on 103.1 FM AM 680 live audio streaming at WOGO.com. And always honored to partner our WOGO audio with Max TV. With that, we say thank you to Val Knobloch. Again, making the trip, setting things up beforehand. We appreciate all of the efforts of the Max TV live stream crew. And thank you again to Athletic Director Brittany Hover. Thank you to the IT professionals here at Barron that, again, helped us out so much to get this broadcast on the air when it was a little bit in doubt. But again, we got it on the air. McDonald got it done. They move on to state. For Dave Flanagan, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good afternoon from beautiful Barron High School in Barron, Wisconsin. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Lady Max 70, the Siren Dragons 48. The Lady Max are going back to state. This has been McDonald Playoff Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. We'll see you tonight.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of McDonald Max Basketball has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, Freeze Financial Group, River Country Co-op, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. We now join our regularly scheduled program, Already in Progress.